you know, it just thrills me when the music starts. You want to get on the dance floor. Do you dance? I'm Naomi Davis. I was the first president of Foxtrotters, and that's been 18 years ago, and it has been my great pleasure. Now, TJ and I met on the dance floor. We did. He liked the way I jitterbugged. He came over and asked me to dance.
That is true. You know the good ones from the bad ones. All due respects.
So he came back and asked me again, and all of a sudden, we were dancing full time.
Johnny's Hideaway, that used to be one of the places we'd go. I went 51 nights in a row. I drove about 30 miles each way to get there and get back home. I'm James Taylor. I've been dancing about 37 years, something like that. I was going to the dance studio, Arthur Murray. I went over there one night at 6 o'clock for a private lesson. Had a group lesson at 7 o'clock. They had a party at 8 o'clock till 11. I went from there down to Johnny's Hideaway and danced till 5 o'clock in the morning. They turned the white lights on and said, everybody's got to go home. I had been taking lessons for about a month and a half probably when I did that. You learn a couple of steps, you want to go out and do them. When you're single and you're a man and you can dance, you go out on Friday night and everybody comes to you. That's where I found my wife, dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm Joyce Taylor, and we've been dancing together all those years. I guess it's in your blood, like, you know, golfers would just as soon be playing golf, we'd just as soon be dancing. You know, it doesn't make any difference what I know how to do if the man doesn't know how to lead me in it. You just follow automatically.
You marry him, don't you?
That's right. You marry him.
Of course, there are a lot of guys that don't care very much for social dancing, but I'm one of those who can't get enough of it. My name is Bill Couch, and I've been dancing with the Foxtrotters for 18 years, and so this is where we spend our Friday nights.
My name is Joan Couch, and I've been dancing about 18 years with Foxtrotters. My neighbor. We did things together and she asked me to come to a dance class and observe. Not knowing, she brought me there to meet him. He asked me to have coffee and I said I would. Then I thought, well, you're stupid. You don't even know him. And then I told him, well, I can't. I'm here with two neighbors. And he said, well, we'll ask them too. He was taking me every week, maybe four or five dances, and I'd given all my party clothes to my granddaughter to play dress-up in. During the day, I'd go buy an outfit to dance in that night. 1994, we got married in 1995. I didn't know what a tango or a foxtrot was or what to do with it until I met him, and he's taught me.
I'm obsessed with it and proud of it.
And you know the saying, it's 11 o'clock, and do you know where your children are? Now my children say it's 11 o'clock, we have no idea where my mother is.
In answer to your question, is it a dying art? It will never be dying as long as I'm alive.